Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Sunday Sounds, a very special edition of Sunday Sounds, because this is the Tramline special.
I've been waiting for this all year.
Yeah, I know you have. Well, since last year, probably. Yeah,
if not more.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. My name's Luke, I'm joined by Scott, as always.
That's me.
And I'm back from my holidays this week.
I know, it's holiday season, isn't it? I'm going away again soon, but where have you been?
I've been to PortAventura, and you were obviously had a week in Malta, didn't you?
10 days, mate.
Oh, was it 10 days?
Yeah, I'm not a tramp.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for that. Yeah. But yeah, feeling nice and refreshed, and brought the weather back as well, although I think it was probably here anyway.
Yes, I think you've swerved a heat wave slightly, although it's coming again this week.
Yeah, well, I think it's been hotter here, actually, than it has been in PortAventura.
And that, boy, have I known it. I've been racking out shipping containers, which is lovely that, to do with the heat.
Are they air-conditioned, then?
No. You can open the doors, and I suppose technically that is air-conditioning. Maybe. I don't know whether it is.
Don't think so.
No, okay.
Anyway, so yes, this is a very special edition, because we are exclusively playing bands that are performing at Tramlines. Most of them are only playing at the main event, which is in Hillsborough Park. Some of them might be playing in the fringe events that are happening in the city centre as well. So you're going to hear more music than usual. We're going to suspend Guest of the Year this week. We're going to focus it on the music. And we'll be back with that next week. Is it my turn next week? I think it is, isn't
it? Yeah, it's your turn to do some work for once. But yes, yeah, after the classic 1928... of last year.
Yeah, I'm just looking back at the last show. That was ridiculous. I was 10 years out. But I mean, who would have got that? Nobody's written in and said, oh yeah, I got it.
Well, maybe you would if you knew when the World Cup started, and I think that's fairly common knowledge. Well, not for me, but for normal people.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I should have got it.
Anyway.
Yeah, so what have we got on the show today? Quite a good mix. We've got music from The Rosodox, The Lilacs, The Claws, Matilda Shakes, Quayside, who we played a few weeks ago. We had their new single. They've dropped another one, and they're playing where are they playing? The Other Stage. Yeah, I've got all the information down in front of me.
I thought you were trying to draw from your memory, because that's like
no chance,
length of time to draw.
Yeah,
from experience. But anyway, yeah.
M60, Westside Cowboy, and FEMA.
I know FEMA and Matilda Shakes have been around for a long time, and as the Rosodox have for quite a while, haven't they? But I remember they were like blast from the past, almost.
Yeah, well, FEMA up last, that's a real banger to end with. But I've got to say thank you to Wayne, a long-time friend of the show, well, kind of medium-time friend of the show, who I've known for many a year. He actually suggested us playing West Side Cowboy. So we're originally going to play 7 songs, and we managed to squeeze in an 8th. So it is really a bumper edition of music this week. And he's actually a fan of your music taste, Scott. He was saying, I absolutely love Mary in the Junkyard, who we played last year, and he's a big fan
last
of...
Year.
Last year. Why am I saying last year?
Well, I said year earlier.
It confused me. I don't know if it was last week.
Yeah,
it was one of the other shows. He really likes Lime Garden as well.
So. That's it.
So should we kick off with the first song of the show?
That's a great idea, because we can't do much talking, because we've got so much banger of songs.
That is true.
Yeah, I don't think I worded that quite right either. But anyway, this one is The Rosodox, and what's it called?
Settle Down.
You go from 18 to 25, waiting for your luck to arrive, and you buy a house, get settled down with a loan and a wife, and a fence that denies checking out your account again. Shocked, but then you phone a friend, see what you spend on the weekend, on the beers and the pubs and the fags and the clubs. And don't tell me it's a waste of time, cause I don't care, I'm having the time of my life. She said, oh look, here we go again, it's only a phase, just be a man. But I know where I've got to be, I got
young but still alive. Only in your midst, still out with the kids. Don't know what you miss, but it is what it is. Grained into your state of mind, it takes its toll with a daily grind. TD out when he's in 2 pounds, till the seed of doubt and a pin the clouds. Don't tell me it's a waste of time, cause I don't care, I'm having the time of my life. She said, oh look, here we go again. It's only
Yeah, Settle Down from Rosa Doc's great start to the show. And that's vintage, actually. Proper classic one of theirs. Really enjoyed that. Good voice. And, you know, basically, that's your life.
Good lads as well.
Oh, you know them, do you?
Well, sort of. One of my old apprentices is good mates with the singer.
Oh, right.
And I've never actually met him face to face, but I've seen him on stage a few times. So I kind of know him.
Basically related.
The Rosa Docs were the first band that I saw when the tram lines got moved to Hillsborough Park. As we came in, it was the library stage immediately.
Oh, really?
Left,
wow.
And we just walked on and they were there.
Well, how they've moved on since... when was that? That would have been 2018, I think, the first Hillsborough Park.
Right.
Yeah. So they're playing at 2:45 on the Sunday on the Sarah Nulty main stage this year. So... Quite a journey from the library stage up to the main stage, isn't it?
It is. It's a bit of a walk, isn't it? I love tram. When it's sunny, which it hopefully it will be, it's fantastic.
Well, if it stays like this, it's going to be absolutely marvellous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I put you on the spot?
Oh God!
Who's the number one artist that you're looking forward to seeing other than what we're playing now?
Oh, Tramlines.
Tramlines, yeah.
Oh, what aside from like the big?
Well, no, anyone like Fatboy Slim, perhaps, or. Yeah. Blossoms, Rick Astley.
Well, okay, so this is a good one. So I would say Fatboy Slim on the Friday night.
Yeah, he'll be
However, Rick Astley and Blossoms are playing immediately after each other.
Yeah.
And there's more than enough time, and it just seems like it can't be anything else other than a repeat of, or maybe on a slightly less time of a set of the when they did Glastonbury, they did that Secret Smith set. Yeah. I just think it's got to be.
It's got to be.
To have them one after another with like an hour in between on the same stage, it can't be anything other than that Smith set, can it?
No, that'll be great to see that.
Yeah.
Have you seen the fencing's going up as well?
No, that's going to knacker up our running, isn't it?
Yes, it will.
Bugger.
It will. But anyway, mine, thanks for asking.
Sorry, what's yours, Scott?
Oh, okay, thank you. Wolf Alice, without a shadow of a doubt, Sunday night. The finale, the grand finale, but that, I wished it were kind of Friday or Saturday so it could let my hair down a bit more, but I've already booked Monday off work.
Oh, I have as well.
But Wolf Alice on the Sunday night will be amazing. I've never seen him, and I'm a huge fan.
So those are the big uns. Should we have one of the bands that we're going to look forward to seeing next?
Okay.
This is The Lilacs, and it's Girl Behind the Bar. Yes, Girl Behind the Bar. That was The Lilacs. Really enjoyed them. And if you want to go and see them, they're also playing the Sunday at 5 o'clock on the Leadmill Tent.
And do you know where they got the name from?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, if you sit still for a second, I shall tell you.
All right, I'll shut up then.
Yeah, it's a touching little story. Sam Burchell's mum, who was the guitarist, she was treated for secondary breast cancer in the Lilac Centre. And after she passed away, they took on the name as an academic memory nod towards her mum's care.
A tribute.
Tribute, yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, nice. A lovely tribute. Yeah, they've got quite a lot of festivals coming up this year. They're actually playing Latitude, Truck Festival, of course, Tramlines, and then Kendall Calling, Leeds Festival, and then they're supporting no other than Ocean Colour Scene in Wakefield at the end of August.
Very good.
Yeah. I should also mention, because we didn't talk about the other gigs that Rosa Dox are doing. They're also playing Splendour Festival and Truck Festival, so they'll be seeing quite a bit of the Lilacs. But they're also doing two dates at Crook Social Club on the 4th and 5th of November.
Right.
We've mentioned those a few times, the Crooks Club venue, because it's an excellent venue. And Maurice up there is doing a great job. So, two dates at the Crooks Club Festival. So if you're from Sheffield and you want to go and see them, and you're not going to Tramlines...
I do. I am both of those things.
Excellent. Well, well, I'm talking to the listeners. Either,
oh, I see. Yeah, of course. I forgot we're on there. What's the what days are those for 4th and 5th? Do we know?
Check your calendars. I've not got the days yet.
Okay, let's have a quick look. 4th and 5th of November is a Wednesday and Thursday.
Ah, a midweeker. Well, it's not like we've got to travel far.
No.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. We weren't going to stray too far from the music in this show, but it would be remiss of us not to mention England. They're still in the World Cup. Argentina, semi-finals, Wednesday night. What are your predictions?
I think 2-1 England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. But then France is going to be the tough one. Argentina aren't the team that they once were.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think.
Well, it's similar in many ways to Norway. Yeah. That we've got to keep the big man out, or the little man in his case. But we've got to stop him scoring, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jude Bellingham's not doing bad, is he?
No.
He can't stop banging it in, can he? The net.
The net, yes. I think, yeah, no, they've been doing amazing. It's been great. Although a little bit worse for wear when I watched it Saturday night. But other than that, yeah, great result. I've got it on the highlights.
Right, excellent. So, up the England on Wednesday. Tell me what you want.
What do I want? Could I have another song, please?
Yeah, I'm going to play Tell Me What You Want by The Claws.
Got me by surprise there.
Got you.
Should have been more professional. And here it is.
Childhood dreams. Can you feel it, honey? I can feel it now.
Yes, that wasn't me breaking into Spice Girls. That was actually The Claws with Tell Me What You Want. They're from Birmingham. Been going since 2015, so they've been going quite a while as well. I really like those. And if you want to go and see them, they're playing Friday afternoon, so you'll have to be in early, because I think the whole thing opens about 12-ish. But they're playing the main stage, 1:15 on Friday.
Jolly good.
Bloody lovely.
The Santa Claus, is it that spelt the same way?
Yes, yeah, C-L-A-U-S-E.
It's not to do with Father Christmas, is it? No, of course not. Silly.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No. Okay.
Mm. But yeah, they've got quite a lot of stuff coming up as well. They're playing Splendor Festival, Together Again Festival in Chester, obviously, and Tramlines, why not? Boardmasters, so yeah, Leeds. They're just doing all the festivals. And then they've got quite a lot of dates, November, and then back in Sheffield on December the 11th at the Octagon. Really good venue, that.
That is a good venue. I've seen loads of bands there.
Yeah.
Great venue. Yes. Strange that it didn't show a band, did it? But then a new manager came in and started putting it as a music venue again.
I went to see Sean Locke at the Octagon.
Oh, really?
He was all right, yeah. He was good. I mean, I think when he used to see a comedian as part of like a panel show setup, it's a bit of a different feel, isn't it, because you've got people to bounce off. But his one-man show was a bit different to that. But he did get a lot of the crowd involved. Like, he was just throwing... I think he threw a tennis ball and said, if you catch this, you've got to give me a subject and I'll make a joke. Which was quite good, yeah.
Oh, I saw Blur there. And Manic Street Preachers. That's showing my age now.
Yeah, not necessarily. Well, Blur's still going out. None of them, are they? Are they?
Yeah, they kind are. Kind of. I think so. Well, they probably will. They'll probably bring something out when they...
What would Blur like? Because I've heard that Damon Albarn's a bit of a diva.
He is now, I think, but at the time, it was a long time ago, early 90s.
Oh, okay.
And me and my friend came out, and then a car came past, and, well, we nearly swore then, and they threw a cassette out of Blur saying, you can have this, there are a load of rubbish.
Oh, where's that? Yeah.
And we were like, oh, it's a Blur album on this cassette. And,
all right.
But for some reason, they didn't go down well with them, but we enjoyed ourselves. But yeah, they were good.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Memories like the corner of my heart.
That's right.
Mind.
Should we bring it back to Sheffield?
Go on then, yes. Who is it now?
It's Matilda Shakes.
Oh, the old blast from the past.
Yeah, so these have been going since 2019. James Hallam, funnily enough, Sheffield Connection, is the lead vocalist. And this is their latest single. It's called Little Chicago.
Give it a listen.
On a tightrope, living in the city they call Little Chicago. Hey! Raise your voice, let the whole world know. We don't back down, no, we don't let go. Sing it. Tightrope, living in the city they call Little Chicago. Hey! Raise your voice, let the whole world know. We don't back down, no, we don't let go. Sing it.
Little I feel the ground start shaking. It's high, got a life worth taking. House loud, yeah, the city's waking. We are steel in the making. Rise up, let the night ignite us. March on, let the streets unite us. Stand firm, nothing here can fright us. We are little Chicago fighters. On a tightrope, living in the city they call Little Chicago. Hey! Raise your voice, let the whole world know. We don't back down, no, we don't let go. Sing it.
Ah, Little Chicago. Really like that one. That's Matilda Shakes, their new single. What do you make of that one, Scott Brady?
I think it's one of the few songs that can't be improved by putting a banging donk on it. Do you know, have you never heard that phrase?
I have now.
Oh, well, there you go then, yeah. Now, that song was also featured on Sheffield United's Matchday playlist. So if you, I don't know if you've been down the lane recently.
Not since we went to see... Paul Heaton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last May bank holiday when it... Well, actually, it didn't rain for a lot of the time. It was not too bad.
And it was also picked up on Formula One's Best of British playlist.
It's got a nice riff to it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Not that song, Fast Lane has. Just to clarify.
Yes. Well, that one did as well, I thought.
Mm. No, it wasn't picked up on Formula One, that song.
No.
Yeah, okay, that's what I want to make sure.
Okay.
No arguments, mate.
Yeah, right. Just calm down.
I am calm. If
they're also playing the Sunday at 4:15 at the other stage. So three of so far are playing Sunday, so you've got a bit of a walk to explore the festival to go and see Rosa Dox Lilacs and Matilda Shakes. But yeah, really, really good. Enjoyed that one. They're also playing a few more gigs later on this year. They've got the Garrison in Barnsley on September the 20th. Atlas in Clethopees on September the 26th, also known as Cleethorpes. The Fenton in Leeds on October the 2nd, and then back at the Foundry, which is the Uni of Sheffield Students Union, on the 3rd of October, which is a Saturday, I believe. It's also the same night as Swim School playing in Eindhoven, which you've already said we're not going to. Yeah,
right.
And
yeah.
And the Smiths Limited are also playing at the Real Live music venue in Ches Vegas that night.
Wow.
So I don't know how we're going to do all these gigs on October the 3rd.
I'm more impressed with that way. You keep it all in your mind, your memory. How does that work?
To be honest, I don't know.
No.
I really don't know.
But anyway, Matilda Shakes, yeah, recommend seeing them. I'm really in the mood now for tramlines. I'm ready for it.
Well, that's good. Should we just finish the... No, we can't be remiss. We've got another four songs to play.
It's too early to start drinking for it, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It is, yes.
To be honest, I'm ready to abstain for a little bit after a week of holiday.
I felt like when I got back from Malta. All-inclusive.
Yeah. All-inclusive, yeah. Nutcase. Still to come, we've got Quayside, M60, Westside Cowboy and FEMA. What's your favourite thing to do at Tramlines, apart from the music?
Interact with people.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you've had a few beers and dancing around and just talking to people.
Yeah.
I like just doing that, me.
Well, you do tend to make a lot of festival friends, don't you? In fact, some of your festival friends came to your secret surprise mystery birthday a few weeks ago.
Yes.
It was nice to see.
Yeah.
See
that. It was a genuine surprise, so, and I've not seen someone for quite a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... just be a happy person and you usually It's usually fun.
Make some friends.
I remember one tramline, there were some teenagers in front who were giving each other shoulder rides to see above the crowd.
Yes.
And I was
strong. Oh, I remember that.
And I said, hey, what about me picking both of you up and having like a three-person shoulder ride? And they were like, yeah, yeah, let's do that. And did it, and it was all right. And
one of them's dead now.
No need for, need for the air ambulance.
No, I remember you doing that, and I just thought, what is he doing? But you managed it for a good few seconds before they nearly fell down.
Yeah. But then later on, I tried it again with two much bigger lads. One of them were about the same weight as me, and I tried to do that, and then he fell and dropped all his chips. But anyway, that was... I don't recommend it. You've got to pick your people correctly.
Yeah.
And those big lads were stupid. I don't know how I thought I could pick two of them up. Anyway.
I think I probably know how you thought that, but anyway. Yeah. Right. Okay. Festival shirts then. Yes or no? You normally wear fairly normal clothes.
If you remember, I had a Neil Buchanan shirt on once, Art Attack, for Tramlines.
Oh. About that.
Do you remember? It was
You still got it?
I've not seen it for a while, so probably not.
Oh. Do you remember when everyone thought he was Banksy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been announced now, Banksy, isn't it? Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it just some random man?
I don't know. Let's not spoil it. Right. Well, you show me this shirt. Let's have Quayside. We played them a few weeks ago. They released Lemon and Lime, which we thought was excellent. This is their brand new single. It's called Cocodamon. Only the line is you're trying to say something. You like the fire. Sound of Quayside with Cocodamol.
Who was it recommended then? Was it Sean?
It was. Long-time friend of the show, Mr. Sean Ward. Yeah.
Good old Sean.
Yeah.
And when are they playing, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, of course. Yeah, sorry. They're playing the Saturday at 3:15 at the Leadmill Tent. I think that will probably be the time that we aim to get in on the Saturday. Because it's a long day, isn't it, if you get in from the start at 12. You've got to pace yourself. And if the weather's going to be like this, it's also going to be...
It'll be grueling.
It certainly will. Certainly will. But yeah, they recently played Sheffield. They played Electric Studios on the 4th of July. They're also playing Truck Festival along with Rosa Docks and Lilacs. And then they've got quite a lot of dates into August and October. So yeah, they're they're all over. They did Neighbourhood Weekender as well. That's where Sean saw them and then recommended us. As you can as well. If you want to get in touch with us, we are at Sunday Sounds, or just search for the Sunday Sounds podcast. And send us a note, or you can email us sundaysounds@sheffieldlive.org if you want us to play a band, or you're in a band, please get in touch. Yeah, enjoyed those.
Yes, I also, I just remembered about the t-shirts. I got a Sarah Nolte thing, a t-shirt, you know, after she passed away.
Yeah,
in the main stage. I did, that's 2018. Do you realise that? 8 years ago.
It's flown, hasn't it?
It has, hasn't it? But yeah, because I just thought, well, I'll buy one of them t-shirts to wear for Tremlines, that you're a white one with the black heart.
Yeah.
And then I bumped into my mate Carl, and he's got exactly the same t-shirt without speaking about it at all. I thought, oh, unbelievable.
Nice, nice.
Looked great, really cool walking around with the same t-shirt. But yeah, I can't, 8 years, that's insane. But
well, if you remember, we were talking about England earlier. If you remember at the last, oh, in fact, no, you weren't there that day, it was the Sunday. I was actually stood with Carlton and his wife, Kirsty-ton, and it was the final of the Women's Euros, I think, or the Women's World Cup. And it actually went to penalties, and we thought, are they going to put it on? And they put it on in between one of the sets, and we watched England win on penalty. I mean, it was the worst penalty shootout you've ever seen in your life, but we won, so it didn't matter.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
I was in Kirsty's pool on Saturday.
Oh, did you get in?
Yeah, we got in. We all went in, and, well, nice. They all didn't, because he's got horrific feet, apparently. But he said, you don't want to see him. You don't want my feet to be in that pool. I don't even want to see them then.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to take his socks off at all, so thankfully, yeah.
Fine.
Don't have to drain all the pool.
Yeah.
After. But yeah, it was a good laugh. Really good.
I wonder if Carl's got a water meter. Must be a lot of water to keep that pool.
About 30 quid, I calculated it out.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's a lot, that, isn't it? Well, that's not too bad.
It filters it, so it keeps it clean.
Yeah. Unless Gledhall goes in with his trotters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God knows what goes on under them socks. But anyway.
Yeah. And if you're worried that Gledhall might get offended, he doesn't listen to the show. So it'll be all
right. And he won't be offended anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Should we have another song?
Yeah. It's funny how we just weave his way through just in between songs. But anyway, yeah. What's this one? Is this the Southpaw? There used to be a Sheffield band called Southpaw, but this is the song.
This is the song Southpaw by M60. And guess where they're from?
Rotherham?
No, actually Manchester.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm sure you're being facetious. Enjoy.
I won't care.
M6E with Southport. And if you want to go and see those, they're playing the Open Arms, which is the kind of boozer type stage.
Is that the dome tent, the smaller dome tent? Is that right?
It's just where the pond is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the newish ones that got put up. No, you're thinking of the, I think it's just called the pub, right, at the other end of the park. So no, as you come in past the library stage, it's your first one on your right before you go down to the main stage. It's there.
Right, got you.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Anyway, yeah, they're playing the Open Arms at 6 o'clock on Sunday, so you can go and watch them pretty much straight after you go and watch the Lilacs.
And they were compiled by Matthew and Bradley Smith, school friends, that formed in 2015. They've been around 11 years. I didn't realise they were OGs, the same as the Middle Shirts.
Yeah, they have. These bands have been going quite a few years that we're playing today. Yeah, they got Splendor Festival on the 19th before Tramlines, and then they're playing the same gig supporting Ocean Colour Scene on August the 29th, the bank holiday. And then they're coming to Sheffield to do Rock and Roll Circus at Don Valley Bowl.
That's a good thing as well.
I've never been to that one.
Yeah.
No, I've never been to that one.
Recommend it.
Yeah, and then they're doing Winter Gardens at Blackpool, which is where we've been to see the darts a couple of times.
Oh.
It's a shame it's actually in Blackpool, but it's a good venue. Mm. And then Neighbourhood Festival in Manchester on October the 17th. So they've got some pretty good stuff coming up as well. Yes.
Ruddy good.
Mmm. Absolutely. Right. Shall we have our penultimate song of the show?
Yeah.
Go on.
Let's do it.
So this was, as I said at the top of the show, this was actually sent in to us by Wayne, who I think he's just like serial writer inner or texter inner to radio shows because he likes getting shout outs. So Wayne, this one's for you. Thank you for recommending this. It's Kickstones by Westside Cowboy.
Maybe soon I'll follow you and I will see for myself. Out of some blue or some fantasy, fortune the locks have held. And the rain sounds like bells. The plastic covered cars swim totally fine. Have you heard that the boys are gone this time? Kickstones in the car shoot past. You know, you got a face like a bullet when you talk like that. Pull my shirt. Cheap stitch cracks. How do you like that? How do you like that? And the rain sounds like bells. The plastic covered cars are totally fine. Have you heard that the boys have gone this time? Kick stones in the car, shoot past. You know you got face like a bullet when you talk like that. Pull my shirt. And the cheap stitch cracks. Like that.
West Side Cowboy with Kickstones. I think that one is probably my, well, I'd say my pick of the week, even though I didn't pick it. It was sent in to us by Wayne. Thank you very much for that, Wayne. Also a United fan, but apart from that, he's all right.
Top bloke.
Yep.
Top bloke.
I think, yeah, I say that's, I mean, difficult pick this week because they're all bangers, but I really enjoyed that. Nice build-up, and I like the contrast of the two singers as well. You like a female singer, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I've got another good look. Well, two more lined up for next week. Well, maybe just one and then one after.
Yeah.
Have we got that sorted yet?
We have, mate.
Oh,
we
okay.
have, but not divulging. Not divulging.
Well, I just
this is strictly tram lines.
I just did divulge slightly.
Well, in fairness, we there were more bands that we wanted to play that we couldn't squeeze into this week's show, but they're playing other gigs later on in the year, obviously. So
yeah.
We will squeeze a few of the tram lines artists that you're going to see into the next next week or two. But yeah, as you might have thought, they've got quite a lot going on. Have West Side Cowboy. Later on in the year, they're playing Leeds Festival and Reading Festival, the greedy so-and-sos. Then they're going to Germany. Then they're coming back towards the back end of the year. They're also playing Crook Social Club at the end of November on the 26th. And then, yeah, dates in Leeds, Birmingham, Southampton, Brighton, London, Bristol, and then the Albert Hall in Manchester on December 5th. So, pretty good.
If they, if you like, oh, I think I've heard that before. They did play Later with Jules Holland, that song on Later with Jules Holland.
Ah,
so that's quite a...
Not doing bad then.
Not doing bad at all.
Yeah.
I love a bit of Jules Holland.
Yes, and if you want to see them at Tram Lines, they're playing Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. So I would like to think that we'll be in to see those on Friday.
Yeah. What time do the gates open? Is it 12?
It's early. Yeah, they've started opening early and then trying to entice people in with a decent headline slot. Last year it was John Shuttleworth.
Yes.
Well, the comedy anyway was John Shuttleworth. I don't think he was playing the main stage. But the only thing is, do you remember last year when we went to see that band on the Friday at 4 o'clock? Do you remember who it was? I don't know why I'm asking you. I know you won't remember. It was Eye Monster.
Oh, yes.
So you said, do you want to get in for Eye Monster at 4? And even that's a long afternoon, because by the time you've had a couple of pints, you're just absolutely battered. And then you've got to, you know, I was like, how am I going to be in until like 10 o'clock at night? I'm a bit of a lightweight, as you know. So yeah, we're going to have to take it steady this year, mate.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I'm going to have two children with me most of the time as well, so I'm going to... That's going to absolutely ruin things.
All right, well, I probably won't see much of you then. I'm joking, of course. So, final song of the show. We've absolutely whizzed through this hour. It's been brilliant, I have to say. I hope you're as geared up for tramlines as we are, but not before we play One Last Dance by FEMA. Turn this one up.
Yeah. dance.
FEMA, what a banger that is.
Yeah.
Loving that.
I feel like I know them a little bit as well, I don't know why.
One Last Dance that was, and you can imagine that going off on the Sunday. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, raving to that. It's going to be pretty cool, isn't it? But yes, 3:30, Sunday, Leadmill Tent. That's where you can see FEMA, One Last Dance. Well, that was One Last Dance, so I'm sure they'll be playing more than that, just one song. Yeah, but no, they might just do it on repeat. That's what Dizzy Rascal did, but then again, you'd only really got one song. Yes, I enjoyed that one. Very good. Bit psychedelic, bit grungy.
Yeah, they've got all sorts going on. I think they're a good band, FEMA. Indeed. I'm just looking at the set list.
The schedule of bands.
The band set list.
Just the poster.
The poster.
Festival poster, yeah.
The venue, yeah. The menu, the musical menu.
I like that. Maybe they should change it to the musical menu of music.
There we go. It just took a little awkward moment, and then we've got something beautiful out of it.
Excellent.
But yeah, Fatboy Slim will be amazing on the Friday. Star Sailor are also a big tip. If you've not, they've been around for a while.
Yeah. Well, you've got one of their LPs, haven't you?
I've got two of them.
Oh, okay.
But
showing off.
If you've not seen them, not the same one, obviously two different ones. If you've not seen them before, yeah, fantastic. We went to see them at. We've seen them a few times in Sheffield, but then we were down at Minehead with all the lads. And I was like, if you've not seen Star Sailor, and they all like frowned, scowled a little bit, because you know how they are. Then we went to see them, and they're all like, they're easily the best band we've seen all weekend.
Just never really happened for them, did it?
No, not quite. They're still going, but he's got a fantastic voice. Everything about them ticks all the boxes. It's just something that they've not, don't know why they've not made it absolutely huge.
Well, we'll have to go and see them.
Yes, I recommend that.
Excellent. Well, that's all we've got time for. Well, I say all we've got time for. We've squeezed in quite a lot. But we will be back with a non-tramline show. We'll be playing some of the bands that are playing tramlines, but we've not squeezed in today. But we'll be back with another edition of Sunday Sounds. Thank you very much, Scott.
No, thank you.
Are you all geared up for tramlines?
Yes. I'm right in the mood now. I saw the fencing going up today, and it just made me want to start drinking. But I'm not an alcoholic anymore.
Yeah.
So
we'll give it an hour.
Give it an hour, and then I'll crack on, open the... Lambrini.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for listening. If you've missed us, or you want to revisit the show or listen back to any of our old shows, you can just search for the Sunday Sounds podcast wherever you stream your music. Thank you for listening. Enjoy tramlines, but for now, all the very best.
On lily pools, hazy, lazy, and here and there he'd stop to stare, admiring all the flowers, wandering round for hours. The sun was warm across the lawns, scented, blended. He saw her linger, and with her finger open up the rose, standing on tiptoes.
Suddenly the rain came flurrying, sending the two of them hurrying. Helter-skelter for the shelter, and feeling baller in the big pagoda, he gently inquired her name. And they waited till the sunshine came, and for a while the griffin smiled kindly, blindly, till the evening bell broke the spell, and sadly they said goodbye. And one of the griffins cried in Kew Gardens.
There must be something in the water, or maybe something in the wine. I learn the same old lesson every time. I'm staring up at the surface, I'm trying to catch my breath. I'd probably break through if it didn't scare me half to death. So I'm going back to the bottom, back to the bottom.